Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by that other dynamic host. You know him, Mr. CSP, Buck Knight himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, is in the building, y'all. What up, J. Rob?
Man, please. It's just a great night to be able to say I get to sit next to a dynamic poet like yourself. How you doing, Van Meadows?
Oh, man, I am doing great this evening, man. It's Friday Eve. We heard a nice cut from Motown's own Marvin Gaye. And, you know, that's any indication of how the night's going to go, man. I am super amped up right now, man. How about you?
Bruh, when people check out the event page, I'm taking y'all back. If you're under 40, this ain't you. Look, because Lil Wayne is old school for you. But if you over a certain age, this is up your alley, because this is the kind of music you heard on Sundays when mama was cleaning up, grandma was cooking, somebody was in the kitchen. You had grandma and grandpa doing that old school two-step and whatnot, listening to Marvin Gaye at the dance. You listening to all these Smokey Robinson and Gladys Knight and the Pips. It was just a great, great time. So listen,
yeah,
I'm hyped for tonight. I'm hyped for tonight, and I'm hyped for tonight. How about you, man?
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. I am super hyped, man. But ladies and gentlemen, those of you that happen to be streaming this show, listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1 when you get here to get down with us. I mean, hey, if you're already here and you are trying to express your I don't want to give it away yet. You want to share your poetry. Go ahead and press 1. Almost slipped, yeah. Almost. Very close. Before we move any further, let's go ahead and let's acknowledge the sponsor of tonight's show, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. You got yours?
For sure. Let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, or as Queen Simmons likes to call him, I love when she calls him that, our benevolent benefactor, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Real Douglas.
The benevolent benefactor.
Yeah,
real the poet Douglas.
Yeah, man. That's what she calls him, baby. That's what she calls him.
I wanna be benevolent.
You gotta take that up with Queen Simmons. You gotta take that up.
I wanna be benevolent someday.
Someday. But make sure y'all hit For Real the Poet Douglas up in his inbox. Tell them thank you for Epiphany Radio, or get you some Raw Links, baby.
Yeah. Stop playing.
I know y'all have seen him posting. Big jewels and gems, handcrafted, handmade. Man, listen. He's building out one for me. I can't wait. But enough of that. J. Rob, the wise son, my brother, would you mind letting the people know what tonight is all about?
My deepest pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, and to everybody within the sound of my voice, tonight we taking you back, like in that old school hip-hop song. What we're going to do is go back, way back, back into time. Tonight is the Get Down Motown Sound Edition. By that, we're asking everybody to spit a piece dedicated to the Motown sound. And if you knew anything about the Motown sound, it carved out music and emotions for an entire generation. And anyone who says they weren't influenced by it, you weren't listening to good music. Not if you happen to be brown, light brown, lighter than light brown, a little vanilla, or any other shade that appreciate good music. So to get down, by recommendation of someone from Epiphany Radio, we bring to you Spit a Piece, dedicated to Motown sound. What say you, Van Meadows?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm excited, man, because, you know, last week's show was the hip-hop edition.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to thank Ms. VIP, hey, Adrian, for giving us this Motown sound tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super.
If you heard the... Because remember, man, remember, she said, I don't know too much about hip-hop.
That's what she said.
If y'all
played
some Motown, then I'd have definitely been in here. You just created the next show.
Absolutely.
So,
and
for those humble words,
they
don't know the backstory.
Sometimes you can create the next get down just by your energy and your presence being here. So, look at that. Who knows? Who knows? That's why
and here we are.
Be here.
That's
Absolutely.
Why it's important. That's why it's important. And y'all better get hip to the playlist, because the playlist is going to be incredible tonight, y'all. We taking you back, bringing you forward, taking you right back to where you got it from. And all those songs that inspired everyone who listened to hip-hop, peep out what Barry Gordy did. Peep out what this cat did before Russell Simmons. And you'll understand the get down.
Hey, you know what, Jay? Let's have an interesting conversation real quick. I was perusing through some of those Motown hits. Hey, man.
Perusing. Go on.
What was the obsession with the postman, bro? You know how
War
many times it was dedicated to mail and postal delivery during that time? Signs,
it was
wartime. Postman, bruh.
What was the one thing that our troops looked forward to?
They did. They looked forward to those get that mail. Yes, they did.
They looked forward to getting mail, and they were like, so you got that.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait.
Hey, come on, man.
Deliver the letter as soon as the better.
Yeah.
So, bro, it was all about that. You know, it's all about that Motown sound, baby.
What do you say? You know, what do you say? Can you dig it? I can dig it, baby. Yeah. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I'm telling you. So it was the time. So talk to me.
We'll say you go ahead and kick us off with your Motown sound.
Woo! So I can do you right. Show
man.
You right.
So go ahead and get down.
Got you. My Motown review of her. Dear sunshine and blue skies, I need you to block my number and please go away. You see, my girl has found some other cat to date, and those feelings she used to say have now gone astray. I used to keep sunshine in my pockets just in case of cloudy days, but when she left me, she took my future, and now my nights, they're filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay drunk in these sad lines and write these old lines and drink this old wine and these torn pages from poetry books and stay locked up in my room. I remember when we made love, your every orgasm was like a mountain that ain't too high enough when you said, and I remember when we made love and every orgasm was like a mountain that ain't too high enough. And y'all think I'm happy, but when I'm in public, I front for y'all in that fake space. So if there's a smile on my face, it's only because I'm trying to fool the public. And since I'm on the subject, yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. that not much longer would you be mine, yet time after time I end up here remembering a time when you was mine, all mine. So there I was thinking to myself, if I could and if I have to, well, hell, if I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean and you used to mean, I mean, you used to mean so much to me. So say what you will, but in you, my heart will stay, because even in the back of my mind, I heard my mother say, when you believe in things that you don't understand, then you'll suffer. Baby, superstition ain't the way. And I used to think that way, that you're all I need to get by, and that someday we'll be together like birds of a feather. But that's just my imagination running away with me. And I've come to realize that I can't get next to you, because you're not my endless love. Now, when I said that every time I wrote you a letter, it was signed, sealed, and delivered, because I used to be yours. So when somebody asks who's loving you, tell them it used to be my guy when I was dancing in the streets. And since you left me, you better shop around and just keep on trucking, baby, because I can't lie that there are times, I can't lie, there are just times when I wish those days would come back once more. And I ask myself, why did those days ever have to go? Because I love them so.
Yo, did y'all hear this? Oh my God, did y'all hear this? Hold on, my man said, yeah, I heard it through the grapevine, that not much longer you would be mine, yet time after time I end up here remembering a time when you was mine, all mine. So there I was, thinking to myself, if I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't mind. Because you used to mean so much to me. Man, stop it. My bro, that's fire, Jay. That's fire. Bro.
Motown, these cats that's wrote fire. Time. I thank you so much. And they wrote such beautiful songs. And there's some stories behind some of these songs. My one of my favorites is I Wish It Would Rain, which is why I started it that way. Because that song, the guy who wrote that song dated a chick that wrote that worked at Motown, and she left him for another dude. Hence, Sunshine, Blue Skies, Please Go Away, My Girl Has Found Another, and Going Astray. And he wound up killing himself. He didn't get to hear the song ever be played, because he killed himself, because he was so in love with her, he couldn't see her with nobody else. He killed himself.
Yeah.
That was in the 1960s.
Wow.
Mm. Right. It was something else. And when you check out all the other songs that made up what Motown was about, that's why I had to pick, choose, and refuse the type of things I was asking. I love Superstition. But you know, I got to have me some Smokey Robinson. I mean, hell, he's a Robinson.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that line, since a kid, always got me. If there's a smile upon my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. Man, that is so dope.
Yes, sir, brother.
Like, yo, I'm dying inside, but I'm going to smile in front of y'all. Yeah. But I'm going home and just deal with what I'm dealing with. Oh, my God. Tears on the clown is my thing. Listen, I can sit here and talk Motown with you forever, but, Van, I will be cheating the audience. And I ain't cheating the audience. Not when I'm sitting next to you. I'm not cheating nobody. So I'm going to step out the way, and I'm just going to cross my arms, lean up against the wall, and I'm going to watch you get down.
Well, Jay, let me give you a little bit of my Motown sound. In all my efforts to make amends with the woman I love, she set it offense, her that I would lose my mind, while I was hoping to find some kind of solace from my emotions that are all over the place. She grimaced and said, why do your emotions sound like the Motown sound? But I felt like the tears of a clown. As she beat me down emotionally with her words unequivocally, I kept asking my heart, what's going on? I've never been so torn. Had me feeling like David Ruffin, whispering, I ain't too proud to beg for nothing. As my heart was telling my anger to stop in the name of love, because this stranger left me a long time ago. As she was signed, sealed, and delivered, and my damaged ego was left to help my heart pick up the broken pieces. No way was I thinking I want you back, while she was tongue wrestling another dude in his sack. And baby, there's no way I second that emotion. I refuse to believe ain't no mountain high enough, cause my love is priceless and my soul deserves better than this stuff. Cause I would love to be dancing in the streets, singing my girl for the whole world to meet, but for now, I'll enjoy this heat wave of sorrow, cause Diana sung to me long ago, you can't hurry love, today or tomorrow. Well, while my tears fall to the ground, that's just my memory of the Motown sound. In peace.
You ain't right. But what I will say that I find unique, very unique, and before you and I talk to each other, the fact that we utilize some of the same songs without talking to each other.
Without talking to each other, that's crazy.
Is a testament to how in sync we are. But hold on. Whispering, I ain't too proud to beg for nothing. As my heart was telling my anger to stop in the name of love, because this stranger left me a long time ago, and she was already signed, sealed, and delivered. And I'm damaged, and my damaged ego was left to help my heart pick up the broken pieces. No way am I thinking I want you back, while she was tongue wrestling with another dude in his sack. Oh my God! Did he hit her with it? Oh, just punch him in the belly with it. Just punch him in the belly with it. Yeah, that right there. Whoo, that right there. That right there. That. How my uncle used to do it back in the day. Like that right there. That poetry right there. That poetry right there. That poetry. Yeah, he know poetry. That's right there. This is awesome, bro. And I hope you don't mind if I post this. This is a very awesome piece.
Nah, man, go right ahead,
brother. Hearing you do it gives me a deeper appreciation for how you wrote it.
I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that, man. But I'm thanking Miss VIP for that for the topic tonight.
That's what's up. Yeah, she did. So I'm hoping that since this was her subject, that you know she comes through this evening. But you never know, because sometimes, it's the get down. So sometimes people don't write for us, but it's all right. But this is
it's
her,
right.
So anything that happens tonight is her fault. Good, bad, or indifferent.
It's her fault.
It's all her
fault.
Because this was her subject, and we said we're doing it for you. So you have to wipe these tears of a clown off my face if you don't show up. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. So are we ready to open this floodgate, man? Are we ready to open the floodgates? So that we can see.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, this has got to be a first ever for the Get Down. The first person to grace the mic tonight. Man, listen, we call him Mr. Tuesday Night Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Epiphany's own Ojavi. What up, Hav?
What's happening?
What's happening,
cousin?
Oh,
Lord have mercy. You ain't ever first, sir.
Yeah, I know. I had to do it.
Stop playing. You got a hot date tonight, don't you? You got a hot date.
That's what it is.
You got a hot date.
My bed.
You gonna do nasty things to your pillow, aren't you? You have a hot date. You ain't never first.
Well, you know, I might. Might have to give my bed, you know, give my pillow some head and my bed some ass. I don't know. It might have to happen that way. Who knows?
Okay. Don't put words like that in another brother's mental Rolodex. Just say I'm going to bed. Don't do that.
I don't understand. Y'all be thinking I live some type of interesting life, and I don't. I'm in recovery.
You lay.
Whoa, Jay,
you lie in
did
a
pillow.
I felt Van. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, it stops. Okay. You okay?
Man.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Are you okay?
You're okay.
I'm all right. You okay?
I'm good. I'm good.
The amount of electrical current that just went through this line when he said that? Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't want that again.
Wow.
So don't repeat it.
Don't say that again.
Hilarious. You fellas. Really. But it's okay, though. I'm practicing keeping my face away from my phone so there's no heavy breathing. Then,
You must feel guilty about something. I don't know why he would say that, ladies and gentlemen.
I never feel guilty about
but
nothing.
But listen to the playback. Listen to last show of the Erotic Love Zone, and you will hear all of the magnificent deliciousness that went on that show, even some heavy breathing. Go ahead, Bobby. Back to you.
Yeah, right. Y'all are just on some stuff. Classic Poems, by the way, and I exhibit this week. YouTube Rob's twins operate on the same wavelength, and they're able to kick out dope poems based on the same things using the same song. I like that. It's pretty dope.
We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
We didn't even talk to each other about our pieces either. That's the crazy thing, man. That is
I said wavelength. That's what y'all was on. Y'all was on that.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was highly impressed. I was like, yo, what do you do? It was like, this is highly impressive. So,
I'm just saying.
Thank you. We appreciate you, man.
So,
yeah, what he said.
I'm actually, you know what, I'm thankful for the both of you and I hate you at the same time because y'all make me have to write new pieces because I wasn't prepared and I was knocked out. Like, I was, like, knocked out today, but it's good because, you know, like, as I drink this herbal concoction, like it cleans, like, it's been cleaning everything out. I lost 3 pounds. Like, it's nuts. Like, this stuff is crazy. Right. So, but it also, like, when you try, you sleep, like, you out. So I was out, and I woke up, and I was like, damn, I was supposed to write my piece. I forgot. This is some bullshit. And then right when you was like, I opened your mic. I was like, I didn't hear you because I just started writing a piece right then and there. So all of this is fresh, brand new, nothing. I just had to come up with it. But the first song you played really inspired me, and that's where most of this inspiration comes from.
My man. All right. So, I got to
do one thing before I do it, though. Y'all ready?
Go on.
No, I just got, you know, I got to pray, I got to play the precedent before I do the antecedent. All right?
Go on.
No, I'm just gonna play it, and then whenever y'all want me to do, I'm ready. I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to get on down.
Get on down,
then,
bro.
There you go.
Let him get on down, bro.
Supposed to do.
I'm mad at you. Very mad at you. Very, very mad at you. One, because I didn't write this shit. And two, how dare you take Marvin Gaye's music and make it your own and come up with something this incredible in a short period of time? You must be a poet. And a damn good one, I must say.
I'm okay.
This is something you just wrote, bruh.
Well,
and it went perfectly.
Well, I wrote a slight fib. The whole first part I wrote.
No. Don't clean it up. Let me live with this. Don't clean it up. You just wrote this. and you merged it perfectly, like on a blind date that went well with that Marvin Gaye music.
Well,
absolutely outstanding.
Listen, I'll be honest.
Don't mess with my fantasies. Don't mess with my fantasies. This is pure genius.
I write it on the event page. I'll do that. I stole from myself. So, but we all know that when we repurpose something, it becomes new. So that's what I did. I just
you did well.
Thank you.
You did well.
I tried. But I mean, it's expected. You got to come into the get down and get on down. That's all there is to it. You can't come in here willy nilly and such. You gotta knock the drink out of people's hands, or at least, you know, tip it over. Do something like that. I don't know.
Hey, bro, what you did was outstanding, and I thoroughly dug it. I'm thoroughly. And if you're gonna put it on the event page, please excuse me, because I gotta tell you in advance, I will be borrowing one or two of those lines, because that shit was dope.
Oh, it's okay. Your family.
And please excuse me for cussing, but that was dope. My bad.
Okay.
So, Van Metals, what say you, sir?
Man. At least he wrote something, J-Rap. He wrote something.
At least he wrote something.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Fresh,
you can't be popping shots.
I'm making a statement. I'm making a statement.
Okay.
You wrote Fresh Ink for tonight's show. Man, imagine that. And you just wrote it.
Listen.
Wow.
Y'all are doing
I'm gonna tell you this. It's brilliant. Phenomenal. You're a heck of a poet, bro. I love your musical selection with the piece. I gotta be honest. I thought I was at the Cotton Club, to be honest with you. And you got up there in your silk suit, you know, your hat tilted to the side. Did your thing.
Hilarious. Thank you. I'll take it. I'm appreciative. It's good stuff. Thank you.
Van.
What's up, bro?
When Hav writes like this, it comes out the way it comes out, the only thing you just be hearing is shotgun. That's all you get, because it comes out that kind of fire, kind of fire.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But he dropped some gems in this piece. I can't wait for him to post it.
Yes, he did.
I had a couple things, you know, but I thought it would be bad if I came out of it like this, you know. You know.
Hey.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I didn't want to do no Rick James.
Don't do it, bro. Mm. Don't do it.
We put the event page. Watch.
But what we need you to do is let us know what's dropping off this Tuesday, bro.
Oh, yeah, you know what? And since this is Motown, you know what it is? Wait a second. Hold on. I'm glad you asked me that. So here we go. My commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, this Tuesday on the 50 Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. If you gotta be average when you could be raw. Tuesday night, Extravaganza presents Fly Speak Open Mic. where we swap that new style of speech. Now, this particular Fly Speak number 17 in action will present to you some of the best poets that you may not know or you may have heard of or may not heard enough of, but we absolutely are going to speak fly and do poetry in the most amazing manner possible. It is an open mic. Please be prepared. Two rounds for the features. And, of course, we're going with it. Let it whip. Here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, take your socks off, baby, baby. And that's my piece. That's my commercial.
How did you take the song off? Come, that's my stage.
my bad.
I'm sitting here getting in. I'm like, I'm sick.
Wait, no, we don't do that. What I should have did was this. I should have did this. That's what I should have did.
Javi, no more music. We got other people we need to get to, bro. You know how this works.
I have a song.
20, 30.
I have a song specifically, Van. I have a song specifically dedicated to Hav that I'm going to drop in the event page in the next 3 seconds. Specifically, it's for him.
Well. Come on now.
All right, Javi. Get over to the dance floor. We're going
to
send people out there to you.
I mean, I got a mean two-step, so I ain't worried about it. Come on.
Get out there,
bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. You heard him. Fly Speak this coming Tuesday night. Oh, man, make sure you're there. J-Rob. Hey, man, guess who next?
Talk to me.
Guess who next?
Talk nice to me. Talk nice who? Who?
Bro, we got C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good with you, bro?
C-Double in the his. What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, I'm easy like Sunday morning, ready to zoom and sail on down the line while feeling mighty, mighty. So I'm going to let it all hang out in this break. Don't want to finish the rest.
How?
So what's going on?
Your love makes me say ow.
Ow.
Make me write bad checks to myself.
Yeah, as for Miss VIP, you know, she took me away from the Celtics-Warriors game. But I want y'all to do me a favor with her, and I'm going to use in the words of Blue from the Temptations movie. Shake her hands, fellas. Shake her hands.
We shall. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Oh, man.
Yeah, I saw the topic and I was like, okay. I started writing.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I felt like throwing the dishes on the floor and just saying, damn.
You knew what you was doing.
Yeah, man.
You knew what you was doing. So tell the truth, that topic touched you, didn't it?
Yeah, because I was raised on that, you know, the Jacksons, I grew up with them, you know, the cartoons, couldn't afford the cereal. That was like Craig's house, you know, cereal,
wait. I got to ask you this question since that's what you said. Do you remember when the Jackson 5 was on the back of the cereal box and you had to cut the record out and it was a record on the back of the box?
Yes. Yes.
You are my man.
I do
that.
It played. Yes.
It actually
one
did
played
too.
ABC, one played I Want You Back, and I can't remember the third song.
And speaking of that, I just sent you a message on the page right there. I'm like, there's a remix of I Want You Back. I'm hoping you see that.
I will.
Yeah. It was by Diddy and Black Rob.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just vibing like Boyz II Men, of course, anyway.
Yeah. We just vibing.
Listen.
Oh, my bad. Don't get me started.
Yeah,
y'all know
the remix of that
Motown
one.
Too. They
yeah,
earlier
they
this
the
evening,
that one.
Motown too.
Earlier this evening, before the Get Done came on, I listened to the original version of It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then listened to the Boyz II Men. And while I love the Boyz II Men, the original, that whole gritty part where he kills it at the end, and I was like, ooh, And the way the organ was playing, you could swear they was in church singing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got me here. You got me.
Whew. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let Van talk because I'm in my feelings.
We're going to move out the way and let you go ahead and get on down with your Motown sound. So get on down, bro.
Cool. All right. Thank you. This piece is called Ball of Confusion Solved. Ain't nobody trying to see you, Otis. Even if you were sitting on docks of the bay in Arizona. See, without me, you ain't nothing. I'll rough you up and walk away like a little girl running down the end of the road with all the Philly steaks you can eat. One sweet day, it'll be you and I, T.Y. 'Cause I'm a dancing machine on the gong show. Being robotic, you'll call me C-double Arigato. Crushing, cruising down the road. I'm a whiz conducting square biz. Busting out of this L7 square quick. So parents, go on and tell your kids. My fingertips are on these inner visions living for the city. So don't get superstitious. If that girl who thinks she's so fine touch me in the morning, we going to have some love, children. Yes, Bernadette, because you have a thing for Peters, causing a heat wave burning in your heart that Usher might need a refill prescription to clear himself from being a dadgummit Rolling Stone, that even Mick Jagger and Keith Richards called you a hoe. Just another day in the neighborhood like Mr. Rogers. Mr. McFeely wanted speedy delivery. Why do you think he said, for? Nothing. What I want is money. And I told y'all ain't nothing without David Ruffin. Love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Used to shop around, but I don't want nothing except for being with you. I know this sounds like my balls are of confusion, but if I stop in the name of love, baby, I'm losing you. Remember, the love you save may be your own, so give me one more chance. You're my girl that makes me higher than cloud nine without the Mary Jane. I'll make love to you, and I'll never can say goodbye because it's so hard. I don't mean to come off very gaudy, but mercy me, let's get it on. This sexual healing got me saying, I want you. Let me say something to my brothers. Corn will always be family. On the top, getting down, as the band played on, we still standing. That's that piece.
Hey, yo. I don't know whether to sing, clap, stand, dance, run, jump, shout. Yo, this piece was amazing, bro. Man, every time I heard the song references, I was like, yeah. And then the way you started it off, bro. Hey, man, your musicality when you do your pieces, the way you just put it all together, it's just a phenomenal poet, bro. And I really love what you do with your work. And this piece, this has got to be one of my favorites by far. Got to be one of my favorites. I love this piece. Why, son?
Bro, you tapped into all the pieces of Motown music that I dig. And even though you hit him with the Mary Jane, you had to hit them with that ball of confusion joy. And I was like, you know what? I ain't saying nothing to nobody else. He done tapped that, and I put that in, I was putting that in the event page before you spit it. So yeah. It's this my favorite piece right now. It's this.
Thank you very much. I mean, I knew I would really throw you off with that first line. But I watched the Temptations movie so much, and my wife has a problem with Smokey for some reason, especially at the funeral part. You know, I'm really going to miss you. I'm going to miss you, my brother. She looked at him like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, that's him singing.
Yeah, that's kind of whack.
Like,
it's kind of hurtful.
He's sound like a cat in the back of the alley. I'm like, dang. She went hard on it.
They got an elephant on top talking about this ain't going to hurt.
Dang. I'm like, I can't watch that movie with her no more. That's one of my favorite movies. I can't even watch it with her no more. Help me.
A brother that I grew up with down the block from my house plays the part of Dennis Edwards, my man Charles Lay. Phenomenal actor.
Man.
Phenomenal actor. That is my dude. I mean, you know, we got a nickname for him in the neighborhood, but that's my dude. He did his thing playing Dennis Edwards.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I mean, that's my favorite Temptation besides Blue. I mean.
Yes, sir.
Please.
He's like, how are you going to sing that song knowing that my father died on the third day of September? He's like, I didn't know.
I just wrote the song.
Leave me alone. But overall, this piece is dope, and I just sent you an answer in the event page. No, blame Ms. VIP, even though she don't want to take no credit for some reason. She don't want to take no credit, but brother, this is Ms. VIP's fault. So, I'm saying, hey, you know, don't blame it on the sunshine, don't blame it on the moonlight, just blame it on the good times. And blame it on Ms. VIP.
Blame it on alcohol or something. I don't know.
All right, my brother. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor already. We got Mojave out there shaking things up. Now you're going to get out there and stir it up. I guess we'll have somebody else come through, do a few other shaking. All right, my brother.
Yeah, I'm going to be a super freak on there. I'll be all right.
There you go.
Nice.
The gentleman on his way. T-34 music, y'all. One love, one mic, bro.
I'm so sorry.
One love, sorry one mic.
Excuse me for laughing live on the air, man. But somebody hit me back channel with respect to that Patience movie. And I'm like, y'all got to respect the fact that we're doing a show. Leave me alone when we're doing a show. Stop it. Oh my God! You gotta love the audience, man. You gotta love the audience. Without them, there's no show. You gotta love them.
Absolutely. Next up on the mic, I'm gonna let her introduce herself. Why don't you tell everybody who you be?
I would be Emilia T. Davis, also known as Poetical Angel Queen.
Yes. There she is, y'all.
Welcome
back from a mini hiatus, but she's back.
Oh, I was listening, as was the entire emergency room. I'm like, yeah, I'm a poet. Yeah. That's
nice.
That's them.
Nice.
They're expecting me, but no. Can't open my mic while they're putting IVs inside of me and all that. Anyway, yes, I miss the hip-hop, but I'm here for the Motown, of course.
All right now. Well, since you're here, I'm glad you're feeling better. We still got you in our prayers, you know.
I appreciate that. So you being on the Emilia T page, you ought to have a clue as to who I'm bringing right now. Because I posted several of his songs. Okay.
Oh no! I just be on the Van Meadows page. I don't really go to too many people pages unless you post something. I mean, if you post something comes across my feed, then I got you. But you know.
Okay. But anyway.
Usher Amelia to the stage, please.
Poetical Angel Queen. Tonight, we need you to spit a piece dedicated to the Motown sound. So allow us to get back away from the mic and allow you to please spit your piece and get on down.
Thank you. It's called Smokey Robinson, Motown. And the Miracles, American vocal group that helped define the Motown sound of the 1960s and was led by one of the most gifted and influential singer-songwriters in the 20th century popular music. In addition to Smokey Robinson, by name of William Robinson, born February 19, 1940, Detroit, Michigan, U.S., the principal members of the group were Warren Pete Moore, November 19, 1938, Detroit, November 19, 2017, Las Vegas, Nevada, Bobby Rogers, February 19, 1940, Detroit, died March 3, 2013, Southfield, Michigan, Ronnie White, April 5th, 1939, Detroit, died August 26, 1995, Detroit, and Claudette Rogers, born June 20th, 1942, New Orleans, Louisiana. Whether writing for fellow artists Mary Wells, The Temptations, or Marvin Gaye, or performing with The Miracles, singer, lyricist, arranger, producer Robinson created songs that were supremely balanced between the joy and pain of love. At once playful and passionate, Robinson's graceful lyrics led Bob Dylan to call him America's greatest living poet. Coming of age in the doo-wop era and deeply influenced by jazz vocalist Sarah Vaughan, Robinson formed the Five Chimes with school friends in the mid-50s. After some personal changes, the group as the Matadors auditioned unsuccessfully for Jackie Wilson's manager. However, they greatly impressed Wilson's songwriter, Berry Gordy, who soon became their manager and producer. Most importantly, Gordy became Robinson's mentor, harnessing his prodigy but uniform composing talents, and Robinson, assisted by the Miracles, became Gordy's inspiration for the creation of Motown Records. With the arrival of Claudette Rogers, the group changed its name to The Miracles and released Got a Job and N Records in 1958. The Miracles struggled on stage with their first performance at the Apollo Theater that year, but good fortune came their way in the form of Marv Tarplin, guitarist for the Primettes, who were led by Robinson's friend Diana Ross. The Tarplin became an honorary but essential Miracle, while Robinson introduced Gordy to the Primettes, who soon became the Supremes. In 1959, Robinson and Claudette Rogers were married, and Bad Girl, licensed to Chess Records, peaked nationally at number 93. The Fiery Way Over There and the shimmering You Can Depend on Me were followed in 1960 by Shop Around, the second version of which became an enormous hit, reaching number one on the rhythm and blues charts and number two on the pop charts. While Robinson was writing such vital songs as My Guy for Mary Wells, I'll Be Doggone for Marvin Gaye, and My Girl for the Temptations, he and the Miracles proceeded to record stunning compositions, including You've Really Got a Hold on Me, 1962, I'll Try Something New, 1962, Ooh, Baby, Baby, 1965, Choosy Beggar, 1965, The Track of My Tears, 1965, and More Love, 1967, written following the premature birth and death of Robinson's twin daughters. The Miracles complemented their songs of aching romance and mature love with buoyant numbers such as Mickey's Monkey, 1963, Going to a Go-Go, 1965, I Second That Emotion, 1967, and The Tears of a Clown, 1970. In 1972, Robinson left the Miracles to pursue a solo career. Without him, the Miracles enjoyed moderate success in subsequent years. The disco era, Love Machine Part 1, hit number one on the pop charts in 1975, while Robinson produced such solo hits as Cruisin' 1979, Being With You 1981, and Grammy Award winning Just to See Her 1987. He also unintentionally inspired the new soul radio format that took its name from the title track of his 1975 album, A Quiet Storm. Robinson was introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, the Miracles inducted in 2012. In addition, Robinson was awarded the 2002 National Medal of Arts. He also received a Kennedy Center Honor in 2006, and in 2016, he won the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. In addition, born to African-American parents, Smokey Robinson had blonde hair, blue eyes, and a fair complexion. William's great-grandmother had been a French white woman, and he inherited her green-blue eyes. There are his biographical information. He is so much more than that brief breakdown of his accomplishments. I've been in love with his voice since childhood. He is one of the rare vocalists that actually embrace you with his voice. You flow upon his phenomenal voice to a whole nother world, a land of romance, kings and queens in a castle made of love. He set the bar high with his rich voice and excellent songwritings. He truly is an American poet, songwriter, performer, music executive, and he belongs to all of us in America. I was at a performance of his in California and received a rose from him. It was the highlight of my 20s. I am truly a fan. I respect and honor him greatly. Motown would not have been the success it was without him. Much love, Smokey. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right. Wise son.
My bad. I get the history reference, and I can appreciate you giving us a history reference for Motown music, especially for one of their most premier artists. But we were asking you to spit a piece dedicated to them, poetically speaking. And again, why I appreciate the history of it. There's somebody out there who don't know that history, so for those people who didn't know, about Smokey Robinson, it goes on to what I said earlier. If you're under 40, you have no idea who we're talking about by and large.
Right.
Some do. Some do. A lot won't. But if you're 40 and over, you know exactly who this is, and hopefully this was a refresher. But again, we were looking for people to bring something poetic to the table dedicated to Motown. So thank you for the history lesson. I'll rock with that. Van Meadows.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was her Motown sound. So we appreciate you bringing that historical reference, you know, because I sure as heck did no smoky hair, blonde hair. But dynamic piece. Either way, thank you for that, Amelia.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Continued successes. One love, one mic.
Absolutely. Thank you
so
much. One love, one mic now. Now get out there on that dance floor. Take some of those nurses with you. And hey, we'll be out there soon.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amelia T. Davis on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Man.
This is Tiffany Radio. The real, real team.
Welcome back. If you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to get in on the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and J. Rob, the wise son. And tonight is the Get Down Does the Motown Sound. So, J. Rob, how you feeling about the show?
I was gonna do a Michael Jackson reference, but I'm digging this. I want these poets to come through, put their pens to paper, and put that ABC together, because putting poetry together using those ABCs is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Stop acting like y'all don't write no poetry. Me and Van know better. I can't wait to hear who's
we
next.
Should. Man, listen. J-Rob, next up on the mic is Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Well, if it's not the sexiest two men on Epiphany.
See,
ooh, Lord.
This is why you keep getting my vote. This is why you keep getting my vote. I'm rocking with you on that. Say that part again. I'm going to get quiet. Say that part again. Go ahead.
One more time.
Two men on Epiphany Radio. That is J. Rob, wise son, and poetic.
That part.
Mm-mm.
That part. I'm just saying. You know what, man? I'm going to let you talk to her because I'm feeling some kind of way right now. I'm in my feelings. I'm going to let you talk to her. I'm going to let you talk to her.
You can't. I'm in my feelings, and it's your turn. So
Oh, that's right. That's right. You did do that. Hey, Lips. I hope you don't mind me calling you that. But hey, Lips. Girl, tonight's the Get Down, the Motown sound version. So I'm hoping your piece is locked and loaded and not bloated. And if your piece is locked and loaded for what we're about to do on the Get Down, baby, we're going to step back so you can bring that Motown sound, and please get down.
I got you, baby. What's that you say? That tune sounds familiar. Yeah, I know you think you know who it is, but for decades, the real work behind the Motown sound wasn't Marvin or Stevie or even the Jackson 5. Nah, that full orchestration was always the work of a group of session guys known as the Funk Brothers. Those amazing musicians that backed up and filled out everything Motown did and are responsible for this and many other grooves we all moved to. A group of about 10 who each was a virtuoso in their own right, but they came together to make the Motown the Mecca of soul. So next time you hear Miss Ross being boss, or you're moved by the Temptations, or you're enjoying Gladys's Night, just know that full body sound and amazing horns all belong to these session guys, collectively known as the Funk Brothers. Can you dig it? I'm Litz, and y'all just in service.
See?
Yo.
She said music's not overpowering. She telling y'all about the Funk Brothers and the machine they create. Give you poetical history. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. What about you, Van?
Yeah, man. I was grooving to this, man. This felt like a promo for Motown. You know, man, it sounded like a Motown commercial. Some of y'all kids too young to remember. But back in the day, we had, before y'all had all these downloads and, you know, we had this thing called the BMG Music Club. And we would get cassette tapes and CDs.
Remember the BMG?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what she said. She sounded like a BMG commercial trying to get you to buy all of those Motown artists. Hey, man, this was dope. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I started digging around in the Funk Brothers catalog when I saw what you guys were doing, and I sat down. It's been one of those days where I haven't had 5 minutes to myself. I never started writing this piece until 20 minutes to 9. I finished it while hopping.
So you're saying that creativity took over and you wrote something for tonight?
Okay. Absolutely.
I like that. Creativity took over and you wrote something. I hear you.
Right.
You hear that,
wrote.
Van?
Creativity
she wrote
took
something.
Over and she wrote. Yeah.
Creativity took over.
Yeah. It just took over.
She was inspired by the subject matter.
Yes.
Inspired.
Yes.
Inspired
yes.
by the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm digging
mm-hmm.
that. I'm digging that.
Me too.
You know, and I'm part of that over 40
crowd,
so I grew up with that Motown sound.
Girl, you had
man,
no choice.
Let me tell y'all about that Motown sound. In the 70s, I was a little tyke in the 70s. About 81, 82, I started to really understand the music real good. And it was card night, y'all. And there was a lot of cards being played, spades and beer and, you know, Motown. Sometimes we'd be inside, sometimes we'd be outside. And my mama just beating my daddy down, and the neighbor across is just beating him down playing spades, beating him down. And then Motown tracks would come on, and we'd get up and we sang. Me and my brothers a year younger than me, we'd get up and we sang, we dance. He gave it up, though. I stuck with it. He gave it up. But, yeah, phenomenal. Bringing back memories.
Yeah.
Bringing back memories.
Yes. Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I grew up with, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. That was my stuff back in the day, man.
Remember Eddie Murphy? You're like, if I had to beg you, please, for your sympathy, Lillian.
I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg. That was the jam, boy.
Yeah, ain't too proud to beg. All right, Miss Lips.
All right.
I
know
like
we got the
most
jumping out there on the floor.
Oh yeah, oh
girl,
yeah.
That's
DJ,
that's all we playing tonight.
DJ has been instructed not to play nothing but Motown. I said I don't care about requests. If it ain't Motown requests, don't you play it? Don't you do it?
Right. That's right.
But
I need some Jackson 5.
He just pulled that record out the crate. He said he's going to put it on. He's about to do a Jackson 5 mix down. So get on over there on that dance floor.
Got a quarter on the needle so it don't bounce around?
Sweetheart.
Yes,
Two nickels. Two nickels. Come on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Lips on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
And we got a kiss. Whew, man. J-Rob, are you ready for this next artist, man?
Of course I am. I'm ready
all
like
right.
Sunshines and blue skies. They ain't going away.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up we got one half of the Erotic Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Don't you hate Danielle me.
Excuse me. We're live on the air.
You
hey,
Danielle.
Behave yourself. Behave yourself.
Behave
okay.
myself. Oh, y'all
behave
need,
yourself.
Y'all feel yourself tonight. Behave myself. Don't
behave
you
yourself.
Me.
You calling, you coming into somebody else's show. Behave yourself. Behave yourself.
Hey, Van.
We don't want
Van. You
want
to.
Performance of last week.
You
want to
laugh?
Behave yourself. Go ahead.
You
want to
laugh? She sounds just like Daffy Duck. When he's like, don't shush me. I'll make all the noise I want to.
You know what? You know what?
He's like, don't shush me. I'll make all the noise I want to.
Y'all going to pay for this. Y'all going to pay. I'm telling you, you're going to pay. I give you my words. I'm going to pay.
I love it.
Hello, Van. How you doing, J-Rob?
Doing good, John, yo.
I can't get a hello? I can't get a hello? I can't get a hello?
I
can't get a
hello?
How come I can't get a hello? How come I can't get a hello? Why you gotta be racist with the hellos? Only the light-skinned guys get the hellos? Tell Van to have a bite of sandwich and then be like, take the scraps, Mr. Robinson. So now I'm scraps? That's what it is? I'm scraps now? I don't even get a hello? I'm scraps? All right, fine. I'll be scraps. Bet. I'll be scraps. Good evening, Miss La Pearl.
Good evening, my son.
No. I'm scraps. Good evening.
I'm not ignorant. I was taught to speak when I come into a room, and I did.
You said hello to Van Meadows. And did not say hello to John Robinson.
I said your name three times.
No, she said hey, not hello. Not hello. you know, I hate to get racial, but that's what they do down south. When you walk down south, when we were children, white folks walk in, and they say, hello, Mrs. Smith. And then the black lady there, Mary.
That's my mother's name, Mrs. Smith.
Now I'm in my feelings.
TV? My mother's last name is Smith, too, sweetheart. So I understand.
My maiden
but anyway.
Name is Smith.
Uh-huh. It still doesn't take away from the fact that you didn't say hello. You just said, hey. Go ahead, Van. My bad, brother. My bad. No. Too late. It's 10:30.
Let me acknowledge something really quick here.
Oh, God.
Phenomenal show last night. See, always thinking the worst. See?
Because I'm getting
ladies
grilled.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the Erotic Love Zone last night, please make sure you check out the playback in the archives. Phenomenal show. And, man, let me tell y'all something. Epiphany Radio, the Erotic Love Zone is putting all the shows on with us because they coming through with a vengeance, and they are leading the way of that feminine, female, erotic energy, and my God. Whew.
You know what, man? You know what? Since you know, I'm a competitive guy, tonight's the last night we're going to be doing a night show. For the rest of the year, we're doing nothing but nasty talk for the rest of the year. I decree it. We're talking nasty
what?
Stuff. Unless you say no, we're doing nasty
minute.
Shows
wait,
the rest of the year. We got to compete,
wait,
man.
Wait.
We got to compete. We're talking
wait,
nasty for the rest
wait.
Of the year.
John.
Wait.
John,
what?
Come back to your senses.
Yes.
Come back to your senses.
I need water. I'm sorry.
We are here to help elevate the pens. Okay? We're not going to be all nasty. There are different shows for that.
Here, man, we got to compete, though.
But since you called it, next week's show will be the Get Down. It's just nasty.
What?
That's it. Next week on the Get Down, the title of the show is Why You So Nasty. There you
okay.
go. We got to compete. And the short that's going to be, she only loved me because my fang's long.
and the show after that going to be, she's selfish because all she want me to do is suck on her clit.
And then the show after that is big booty and big breast butt babies only. And the show after that is no A cups allowed. Sure after that, no A cups allowed.
That's all right. I'm always going to love y'all. You know, y'all grilled me tonight. It's all good.
No, this is the rest of our shows. After that, it's going to be the report card edition. We don't want nobody getting A's and B's. Your report card's got to be C, D's, E's, and F's.
Oh, the bad grade. I got that.
Bad grade with big boobs.
Yeah, the worse the grades, the bigger the boobs. That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually what we say. Mm-hmm. Got real bad grades.
All right.
The nasty dish.
La Pearl and Nectar.
The nasty dish.
Are you
how big her breasts are.
I can't hear you because you're in the background saying shit. Could you repeat that, please?
Are you ready to get on down?
I mean, I wonder if she's.
I'm ready.
So go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Did you write this? You wrote something for the night?
Why you gotta do me like this?
I was just asking because you normally say this is fresh ink. So if you wrote something, Van and I deserve to know if this is fresh ink.
I did not write this. I did not. I was asked if I would do this for someone. This is my.
In the words of Spike Lee.
And I hope I do good justice. Come on. Wait.
Please proceed, ma'am. Please proceed.
It's okay. Okay. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. The Motown sound has been around all my life. The songs can't be beat. Have me dancing in the street. And the miracles have me sing, ooh, baby, baby, wondering when someone will come see about me. When I fall in love again,
neither of us will be the first to say goodbye. I won't walk away from love. There ain't no mountain high enough that will keep me away from him. I want him to take me in his arms and rock me for a little while. The Motown sound is one of a kind. Ain't nothing like the real thing. The music takes you there, body, soul, and mind. Stevie Wonder was a wonder. Barry Gordy was a genius. Diana was a goddess. Smokey was a miracle. The Motown sound nationwide gave all of us a sense of pride. I'm telling you, these songs can't be beat, whether you're slow dragging or dancing in the street. That's that piece.
I mean, this was a nice piece. I mean, again, there were a lot of songs in the piece, song titles in the piece, similar to me and J. Rob's and C. Dub's. This was a nice expression of a Motown sound. I love it. Great work.
Thank you. You hear that, Diva? I loved it.
To the artist of the work, the body of work. Now to the vocalist of the work. Your delivery was it was okay. Great. I loved it. I was just messing with you. J. Rob.
Oh, it needed work.
Ooh, I bet you wonder how I knew about your plans to make me blue. With some of the poet you knew before.
Really?
Between the two of us poets, know we loved you more. It took us
really
by surprise, we must say. How you wrote that yesterday. Oh, honey, I know.
Y'all ain't even gonna see me coming. I'm gonna get you. You know I'm gonna get y'all.
Well, next week is all it's all nastiness, so we'll see you coming.
No, you ain't gonna see me coming when I come
sure.
back. Get you.
You gonna be
so
what,
to
what,
the
what my man said, leaking, soaking wet, leaking,
soaking wet, leaking, soaking wet, shaking like a joke, baby, shaking like a joke, baby. My bad.
God, no. Oh my God.
My bad. We got to take it back to Motown. Bring it back to Motown.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay. Finish your commentary, brother.
That just, you know, to the author, whomever they may be, very nice piece. To the ghostwriter, my bad. To the ghostwriter, very good write. Very good write.
Mm-hmm.
To the vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you. You did them very proud. You did them very proud.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
No. You did them proud.
I was eating the chicken wing. I didn't want to choke on the chicken. Oh, shit. I couldn't even say that.
What the hell?
No.
What the hell, man?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, baby. Hey. Baby. Oh. Hey, what you choking on? What you choking on?
Oh, my
what
God.
What you choking on? Choking on a chicken wing. Choking on a chicken wing. Choking on a chicken wing. Choking on a chicken wing.
Goody goo goo, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Before we send you over to the Get Down dance floor, please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio For Real Entertainment Network.
Sure. I'm alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. Now, if being tossed around, I might have another special guest host by the name of Rob Poetry Morrow. We shall see. You know, y'all keep your fingers crossed. He might be back in here with me. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Now the topic is up in the air. It ain't my week to choose. Okay. But I know whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. There you hear it. There you hear it. Now, get yourself on over to that Get Down dance floor and
yeah, I'm going to drink.
One love on Mike and take your socks off, baby, baby.
I'm not saying baby, baby. I'm just saying good night, Don Gale.
Good night, John.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We're going to go from La Perla Negra to one of my favorite poets. Man, ladies and gentlemen, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, my brother?
Hey, what's up, Poetic? How you doing? Can you hear me okay, sir?
I hear you.
We hear you quite well.
All right.
KJ Rob the Wild Son. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Peace, King. It's good to hear your voice, man. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic, man. Likewise, brother.
See? See? Fantastic. That's the good side. That's the good side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how you enjoying the show, Brother Joe?
Oh, man, I'm loving it, man. You know, shout out to Lisa Mills. That piece was like, yeah. She hit that shit, man.
Wasn't it?
Man, that was amazing. I done the hell out of that.
She's an extremely gifted poet.
That was the heartbeat of it, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Session player, man. That was the heartbeat of it. Everything. Everybody uses, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm. Outstanding.
Without question. Yeah. Without question.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rob, a shout out brother to the mic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joe, my man. Tonight, tonight's the Motown edition, brother. I'm going to just cut to the chase. Tonight's the Motown edition, and we're hoping that you got something profound for the Motown sound. So Van and I are going to move to the left and let you grab the mic and get on down.
I'm going to see what I can do for y'all, man. Everybody say yeah. That's right. Fingertips. Call and response for that audience fix. A Motown sound for the flow I found. A cadence with radiance. Let me walk this harmonica. I play with the best of them. Let me bongo the phonics, y'all. Little Stevie Wonder was a party jam in summer. 12-year-old genius and his percussions was crushing it. But that Motown sound is where I found the beat in me. Baby, everything is all right. Uptight, out of sight. Back in my youth, you had to dance to give life. I wish those days would come back some more. Why did those days ever have to go? But I love the flow. Can I get a witness for that Marvin Gaye slickness? Ain't nothing like the real thing. That's pre-online get with. He would go to any lengths, like no mountain high and shit. Ain't no valley low. Well, you can add your own twist. Ooh. This old heart of mine lingers a thousand times. Each time you walk away, I love you more each day. Oh, those days of fun, memories that grow. Presenting my hand to dance, wanting you more and more. Yeah, Motown held the beat of our village. The message was sung with some actual realness. The fork in the road with blue lights, you can feel it. A smoky slow jam, fire rubbing it. Ooh, shit. Love was like the itching in the heart, but not the same old song. Sugar pie, honey bunch, I did you wrong. My heart went out to play, but I'm only human. What a price to pay. How many times did those lines fit the moment? Some songs could even be considered an omen. I know men who cried by the vocals from these showmen. Yo, man, Motown was an aphrodisiac for most men. When Aretha started singing, I ain't never loved a man. He was bound to get a semi-slow jag into that gram. A state of mind, a frame of mind, stolen, resung by those shameless kinds. Those were famous times. the Regal Theater, the Lowe's Palace. We attended shows without any malice. The fucking Apollo, James Brown on the floor. Motown was Detroit, but it felt like next door. That's my piece. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, J-Rob, go ahead, bro.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
That right there, that's passion, and I can dig that. And I like what you did with this piece, bro. Salute to you. Salute to you. I dig this piece. No ifs, ands, or buts, no filters. This is a dope-ass piece, and I love the feeling you put into it. That's what I'm talking about. If y'all under 40, y'all don't know where this passion's coming from. But if you're 40 and above, enjoy. Thank you for this, Joe.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you. Thanks for the format.
Van Meadows.
Yo, I dug this piece from start to finish, Joe. You know, the opening, the call and response. And then you was just like, yo, the Motown sound, and it sounds like it's next door. And what I got from that was when everybody was bobbing at the same thing, at the same pace, having parties at the same time, so you could hear the Motown sound coming through the walls next door, then you go outside on the porch. Bro, this piece has so, like J-Rod said, has so much passion and so much energy to it, man, and I dig the flow and the content, man. Thank you for sharing your Motown sound, man. This piece was dynamic, bro. Amazing.
Hey, thanks for the prompt, y'all. It was good. It was good. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, we appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
We appreciate you and love you, bro.
Yeah, I love y'all, too.
Now you got to get over there on that Get Down dance floor, man, and endure that Motown sound some more. You ready, Joe?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm going to go ahead and kick it with Lisa Lips, man. We're going to talk about that piece some more.
He said we're going to talk about that piece.
I know
what you're doing. I know what you're doing. That's my man right there.
Man. All right, y'all. One love with Mike.
One love with Mike, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Next up, J-Rob, is you ready to keep this party going, man? Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
Boy, I got a treat for you right now. J-Rob, we have Mother of Dragons.
Oh!
Hey, Mother of
Dragons. Hello, J-Rob. Hello. Hello, hello, Sam Nettles.
How you
good
doing?
Good evening, Mother.
Hi. I'm injecting a little bit, so y'all been having me laughing, so it's only too fit that you have to drink a little bit with y'all, okay?
It's all right.
Hey,
all
we
right.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
drink up, sip, sip, sip. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Van will, I know y'all don't know this, but Van will have y'all in stitches. Van is hilarious.
Y'all both are hilarious, and I'm literally like sometimes I can't even breathe when I'm just hearing some of the stuff. I was like, they are fools, okay? So,
welcome to the Get Down.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you,
Van Meadows. You have the distinct honor of ushering in Mother.
Mother of Dragons.
Oh my God. Yes.
Are you ready to share your Motown sound with us?
I am.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, we're gonna J-Rob, get back. Stop. Get back. This ain't the time to dance from the behind.
What? Mind your business. God, fine. I'll move. Fine. I'll move.
Thank you.
Stop
Thank
pushing.
You. Thank you.
Stop shoving.
Thank you. Mother Dragons, please go ahead and get on down.
All right. Name of this poem is called Sexual Healing. Let's operate. Your body needs a fixing. Making love to me and healing me, baby. Let's exchange our passions. Kiss the pain away. You're my lover in every way. See, there ain't no mountain high that I wouldn't climb to get to it. And when I get that feeling, I want your tongue to heal me. Make me speak in different dialects from the way you touch me. I heard it through the grapevine that you were digging on me. And I'll be your PYT. When I hear your voice, it soothes the beast in me. Makes me become so soft, and that's when that feminine energy comes on. Love on me. Make love to me tonight, because I choose you. Because you do it right. And it's in the hour that we become magnetized, and the fire that we make, and that burns this bed up, and I see the emotion and the vulnerability that comes from you. And that's why we try to take, that's why they try to take it from you. And I already have the mental. It's the synapses, the third lobe that I'm drawn to. The eye is the portal to your soul. And within it, I only see you. I see the emotional, the vulnerable. And that's why they try to take it from us. And I already have the mental guarded by prayer. And then we become sexually healed. That's that piece.
Ooh. Ooh. Excuse me, mother.
Yes.
Mother.
Yes.
I just want to know if I could be sexually healed with some of that elixir that you have. Yeah. I need some of that. Yeah. Mhm. This piece was amazing. It was so sensual and so Motown and just, oh man, just.
Well, you know, it's dedicated to Marvin Gaye. You know, Marvin Gaye was very charismatic. He was very sexual.
Yes,
he was very nice.
Very nice word. Charismatic.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because. Marvin Gaye was one of those artists that you'll hear his body of work, and you won't even realize that you know the entire song until it starts playing. And that was me the other day in my playlist. I've got sexual healing in my playlist, and when that song came on, I sung it from start to finish. I was like, interesting. I didn't even realize I knew the whole song. So thank you, J-Rod.
When I get that feeling, I want. But Van, I'm gonna put this one to you. Tell me if you agree. Have Mother Dragon on one side of the stage. Mm-hmm. Have Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer on another side of the stage.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Stage goes pitch dark. He spits that piece, his first stanza. Pitch dark, and then the beam hits her, and she says what she says. The room goes dark. Lisa Lips comes through, says another line. Then the room goes dark. Joe drops it right back and says another line. The room goes dark, and then Mojave drops his line. The room goes dark, and VIP drops her line. The room goes dark. See, double comes on the
fire.
The room goes dark. They're like, where are all these people coming from so fast? Because they don't see them. And then what you got is a poetic Motown review. And you end it with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer and Mother of Dragon next to each other with Ain't No Mountain High Enough playing in the background in the instrumental while they spit that piece they did.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be dope
at the same time.
And then we bring
some of the Motown legends in so that they could witness that masterpiece. And then the Motown sound is reborn. Then it's reborn through the art of poetry. Oh, man.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
You see where I'm going, right?
Listen,
say less.
Yes, sir.
Say less, you'll spoil it. Say less, you'll spoil it.
Listen. When the Marvin Gaye came on, you knew it was time for you to go to bed because you knew what time was. You know what time was getting ready to go on. You knew your mom.
Marvin Gaye
like,
came on, and
you
like, wait. What do you mean she's pregnant again?
Again?
The freaky sneaky was getting ready to go on. You know what I'm saying? So he was my mother's favorite. So I definitely had to give her that ode to, you know, who she thought was sexy. And he definitely had it. He could get it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Marvin was that dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was.
Marvin was
that
cat.
We need that in this day. I mean, these little guys ain't kicking on nothing. You know, we need that. You know, which y'all are. Y'all that man's man. We need that man's man. And I like that. So
we don't have crooners anymore. And I mean, Neo's a damn good close. Bruno Mars is a damn good close. You know,
yeah, he is.
I mean, he does a lot of soul music, even though he ain't of the populace, but still, he's a damn good artist. But Neo,
mm-hmm.
Neo brings some good bars to the table. So I'm putting him in there.
Tyrese would definitely be a crooner. Definitely.
When he ain't playing around, yes, he could be a definite crooner.
He's in the studio, y'all.
He could
sing. He's in the studio.
He could sing.
Working on his next album. He's in the studio. Oh,
yeah.
My God, I can't wait.
He can sing.
I'm a huge Tyrese fan.
Give me Tyrese who was singing that Coca-Cola commercial. Cause that was Hungry Tyrese.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a Hungry Tyrese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Now, I don't want Fast and Furious Tyrese. He established. I want Hungry Tyrese because that cat, he didn't sing a lick. He sang.
Yeah.
He sang.
Yeah.
I want that cat.
Yeah.
So if you're in the studio, God bless him. Saying. Yeah, I need that brother to come back and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I'm just curious
that's
to see
just
what
me.
He's going to bring, what he's going to do. But there are a lot of artists out there, man, that people overlook. And that's because they're not mainstream. Because I'm going to tell you, Paul Robeson, that brother.
Wolf James, Wolf James can sing too. He's one another one that can sing that is very very low key. So I mean, we need that, and I'm not going to stay in the way because I know we got other people that that's going to come up and spit, but I just had to bring a little Marvin Gaye into it.
And yes,
absolutely.
You did.
You did that.
And yes, you did.
But J-Rob, yeah, no, it's still just, not time to dance. It's not time to dance.
My bad. My bad.
Oh, my God.
My bad. All right, I'm moving.
But show the
finish. He always
we can get
spying
out
on me.
We got to show the finish.
Always spying on me. My bad.
We got to talk about this behavior, sir. We got to talk about this behavior.
It's okay.
Yes,
Mother
Drag,
we
do.
We're going to get you out there on the Get Down dance floor. And in true form and fashion, when the show is over, J-Rob's going to come, you know, grab you up from behind. I'm going to come grab you from the front. We're just going to slow dance all together. Okay.
I'm not responsible for my response. Yeah, what Mike, baby. What Mike. Praise God.
You say you're not responsible for what?
Whatever happens with one mic.
Whatever happens for one mic. You're too much, bro. You're too much. But, hey, listen.
Who do we have next, man?
That's just it. Nobody else wants to spit. Nobody else put their hands up. Nobody else said that they want
really?
To share their Motown style. You know, they chilling. They chilling. I mean, I ain't gonna call no names,
Van.
But I see you chilling.
So Van, dare I ask? Since no one's raising their hand, dare I ask? Do you have a second piece?
I mean, I always got a second piece. It just depends on what I'm spitting.
You always have a second piece, and you wrote something, which means you always have a second piece. If I'm not mistaken,
that's very true. Absolutely.
How about that? You actually wrote something.
I would be lying if I said I was impressed, but I know my brother.
Do you have a second piece? You got a second piece?
I believe I do. I'm scrolling and I found it. Yes. I do have a second piece.
And
this piece is not.
Come on.
Or
we could do something that we had mentioned doing on another show, but we didn't get a chance to do it. We got a lot of callers. We can
go
actually
on.
Run back our pieces. You do mine, and I'll do yours.
You know, someday you are going to get out of my head, because that's exactly where I was going.
So
it would be an honor to do your piece.
And it would be an honor to do your piece.
So who shall go first, sir?
I think I'm going to go first. Since I went first at the top of the show with my piece, I'm going to go first.
Excellent.
Now,
got you.
Your piece. Ladies and gentlemen, my Motown review of her, as written by J. Rob, the wise son. Dear sunshine and blue skies, block my number, and please go away. My girl found some other cat to date, and those feelings, she used to say, have now gone astray. I used to keep sunshine in my pockets just in case of cloudy days. But when she left, she took my future, and now my nights are filled with gloom. So day after day I stay, drunk with these sad lines, this old wine, and these torn pages from my poetry book locked up in my room. I remember when we made love. Yeah, every orgasm was like a mountain that ain't too high enough when you said, ooh, baby. Y'all think I'm happy, but when I'm in public and I front for y'all and in that fake space, so if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. And since I'm on the subject, yeah, I heard it through the grapevine that not much longer would you be mine. Yet time after time I end up here, remembering a time when you was all mine, all mine. So there I was, thinking to myself, if I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you, baby, you used to mean that much to me. So say what you will, but in you my heart will stay, because even in the back of my mind I heard my mother say, when you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer, because superstition ain't the way. And I used to think that way, that you're all I need to get by, and someday we'll be together like birds of a feather. But it was just my imagination running away with me. But I've come to realize that I can't get next to you, because you're not my endless love. When I was signed, sealed, and delivered, and used to be yours. So when someone asks, who's loving you? I tell them, you used to be my guy when I was dancing in the streets. And since you left, you better shop around and just keep on trucking. But I can't lie, there are times when I wish those days could come back once more. I ask myself, why did these days ever have to go? Because I love them so. J. Rob, the wise son.
Hearing you do that sounds way better than what I did. Oh, my God, that is so dope. I'm like, I wrote that? What the hell,
man, you wrote that. You wrote that.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Man,
allow me, please, to return the favor with my brother's My Motown Sound. In all my efforts to make amends with the woman I love, she said it offends her that I would lose my mind while I was hoping to find some kind of solace for my emotions that are all over the place. She grimaced and said, why do your emotions sound like the Motown sound? But I felt like the tears of a clown as she beat me down emotionally with her words unequivocally, and I kept asking my heart what's going on. Never have I been so torn, had me feeling like David Ruffin whispering, I ain't too proud to beg for nothing, as my heart was telling my anger to stop in the name of love, because this stranger left me a long time ago, as she was signed, sealed, and delivered, and my damaged ego was left to help my heart pick up the broken pieces. No way was I thinking I want you back, or she was tongue wrestling another dude in his sack, and baby, there's no way I second that emotion. Because I refuse to believe ain't no mountain high enough, because my love is priceless and my soul deserves better than this stuff, because I would love to be dancing in the streets, singing my girl for the whole world to me. But for now, I'll enjoy this heat wave of sorrow, because Diana sung it to me a long time ago. You can't hurry love, today or tomorrow, while my tears fall to the ground, that's my memory of the Motown sound, and that came from the mind of a poetic.
Yo,
that's a dope.
Yo, that was that. Was that your piece? Was that your? You wrote that? You wrote that? Because it sounded like you wrote that. Like you wrote that. Yo, that's dope, man.
That Yo, is a good piece of poetry, bro.
Oh man, thank you, bro. For lending your vocals to it, man. And, man, it sounds like it's yours, bro. I can't even lie. It's like it's yours, man.
I can't stop grinning. This is a really good piece. When you read to yourself is one thing, but to read it out loud, you appreciate this piece a lot more.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro.
You really do,
bro.
This is good. So outstanding, an outstanding right, a very outstanding right, brother.
Oh, man, that's all you. That's all you.
Tonight was a good
I enjoyed every bit. I just followed my brother. You know, I just followed my brother, y'all.
Nah. That, like Will Smith, before he slapped Chris Rock, said to my man, Martin Lawrence, nah, I love you, man. And Martin Lawrence like, man, you always get emotional during a gunfight. I got to give it to you. You get emotional during some poetry fights.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
This was good. This was really good poetry, man, on both sides of the fence. So thank you for
this. Your piece is dynamic as well, brother. You know, you I keep telling you, man, your gift is unlike no other, man. And, you know, sometimes it's very unmatched. And not many can connect and do a J-Rob piece. And I'm honored that I got to do this one. So thank you, good brother.
Thank you, too, man. I wish those people who are listening who didn't press one, pressed one. But you know what? That's okay. It's still a good night. And y'all got to hear some great poetry.
Great night, man. Absolutely. While we're waiting, let me go ahead and give the Epiphany lineup for the rest of the week and into next week. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night there may or may not be a show. Stay tuned. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. And we venture into the third show of how do we fix the problem of why men are afraid to love black women and black women are afraid to love black men. How do we fix it? What's our solution? So tune in for that show. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, you heard Mojave. It's a special edition of Fly Speak, y'all. You're not going to want to miss it. Tune in. And then Wednesday night, y'all, the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Tune in. Topic is forthcoming. You know how they like to do. Spring them on us at the last minute. But then we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down. And we decide it's going to be nasty. Why are you so nasty? With J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. So make sure y'all tune in. I mean, hey. You know, we don't do these kind of show often, but we're going to do it next Thursday.
That's
what I'm
right.
talking about.
That's right, what he said.
Absolutely. Last words of the evening. We're going to start with my good brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
First and foremost, thank you to the Most High for allowing us an opportunity to do the things that we do poetically. Thank you, Van, for being such a steady co-host. Lots of things happen, man, but one thing is guaranteed. To get down, we'll have a cat like you doing what you do. I love you for it. And to the callers, I appreciate everything that y'all did for the Motown Review. And I hope that y'all continue to spread that kind of love. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Get Down is coming on Thursday. Can't wait to hear you guys all over again. So till then, until that time that we call next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Peace and blessings. Van Meadows.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate you, man. First, let me honor my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, for being a dynamic co-host as well and consistent and steady. You know, outside of the Get Down, this is my brother, y'all. We truly come up with these shows with you in mind. We, you know, because we can just sit here and talk for a couple hours, he and I, and everything will be, it'll be fine. We would never get bored. We would never get tired. There's just so much to talk about. But we recognize that you, the listening audience, the poets, the callers, y'all have gifts. And we just want to be instruments in helping those gifts be heard around the world. And dare I say, I'm a little selfish because I just like poetry. And you guys are some amazing, and women are some amazing poets. You inspire me. You inspire us. So every time we get to come here and do one of these shows, it's because of you and the inspiration that you bring. So we thank you for that. We don't count it robbery, and we're honored that you take 2 hours out of your evenings to spend with us. So thank you. To the Epiphany family, the host, man, y'all come through and y'all blaze the mics just like the rest of the poets. And for that, we love you. We love all of y'all. And our CEO, yeah. Real the Poet Douglas, we know you're listening, bro. We love you too, man. You can't escape us, bro. But again, tomorrow night, there may or may not be a show. Stay tuned for that. Renaissance Poetry will not be airing tomorrow night, but stay tuned. Until then, if there's no show, then I will see you guys on Saturday so we can do date night differently and we can talk about a few things. So thank y'all for bringing y'all Motown sound tonight. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace, y'all.
Peace.